Good morning, little boys and girls. Good morning, bigger boys and girls. Let me ask you something. Have you ever been afraid of the dark?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
What do you do when the light goes out? Is there anything that you do?
What do you do when the light goes out?
I ask my mom to put it back on.
What do you do when the light goes out?
Turn it or don't look at it.
Oh. Anybody else? What do you do when the light goes out?
I could turn it on myself.
Go out my room and turn it on.
Okay, good job.
Yes. My mom turns it on for me so I can play.
Oh. Mommy, I want to do it. What do you do when the light goes out?
I tell you, Mommy, turn it away. I'm not scared.
Okay, not scared? All right.
I turn it on by myself.
Okay, big girl.
Now tell me, do you think one tiny light makes a difference?
Yeah.
It does. Okay. Well, today's story is about one little girl who thought she was too small to shine for Jesus. There once was a little girl by the name Lily. What's the name of the little girl? Okay, you guys are listening. She loved Sabbath school. She loved praise and worship. And she loved Children's Day. But Lily had a problem. She was shy. Whenever the teacher asked a question, Lily looked down. Whenever the children sang, Lily whispered quietly. Whenever someone said, "Who wants to help?" Lily thought, "Not me. I'm too small." Have any of you ever felt shy? You ever felt shy?
What do you do when you feel shy?
When I was going to school, I felt shy.
Adults, have you ever felt shy? You see, so...
I feel shy at school because I just want to listen to my father.
Oh, that's good.
Well, it's okay to be shy, all right?
Kai?
When I was shy, I didn't talk.
You didn't talk? Well, you're talking now.
Because I'm not shy.
You're not good. Okay.
When they asked who wants to pray, I just looked in my head and I didn't speak.
Oh, okay.
When I went to a new school, I felt shy. When I was going to school, then I felt shy and I wanted to go home.
Well, it's okay to feel shy, but you know, we have a friend named Jesus. Whenever you're feeling shy, you can call on him. You can ask mommy and daddy, or if you have a really good friend, you know, that could give you the courage. Do you understand? Okay. One Friday evening, the church was decorating for Children's Day. Like yesterday, we have Shalom, have some gifted, some very talented individuals that does an awesome job. Thank you, guys. All right. Then suddenly, click, the light went out. Everybody gasped. The church became dark. Do you guys know? Can you guys imagine what happened when the church became dark?
Everyone was scared.
I think so.
Then everybody was scared.
Mm-hmm. Every,
Everybody was so scared. They said, oh no.
Oh no.
Everyone wanted to go home because they don't. Maybe they don't like the dark.
Mm-hmm, I agree. Kai, what do you think happened in church?
They hide it under the benches.
They hide. Okay.
I think Lily wants to go turn off the light.
You think so? I think so too. Adults, what do you think happened Friday night? They scream. Okay.
Some people search for flashlights. Some use their phones. And some bumped into chairs. Then little Lily remembered something. Her grandmother had given her a tiny lantern. Lily thought, my little light? Mm-mm, it's too small. It probably won't help. But she turned it on anyway. Everybody say, click. Then suddenly, that little light helped everyone see. Denson found his piano. The children found their songs, and parents stopped stumbling. And slowly, people started gathering around little Lily's light. Pastor smiled and said, Lily, do you see this? Then he asked the church, was her light big? Was Lily's light big? Yeah. No, it wasn't big. It was small. But did it help? Yeah. Yes. Then pastor opened the Bible and read. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others. Now I have a question for you guys. How can children shine for Jesus?
We have to pray for him.
How can you shine for Jesus?
We have to be good for him.
And we have to be good for him and nice.
Any other answer? How can we shine for Jesus?
For helping others and do kindness and also learn.
Yes.
Okay, adults, how can you shine for Jesus?
We can pray for the sick. Feed the hunger. Hungry. Shine. Kai, sorry, you're not shy. How can you shine for Jesus?
Pray for him and be nice.
You see, Jesus didn't ask us to be the biggest light. He just asked us to shine. The next morning during Children's Day program, like today, Liddy stood tall. This time she sang loudly, I will shine. And she was bold. She wasn't shy anymore. Because guess what happened? She knew that all she had to do was do her best. This time she sang loudly. She smiled. She participated. She let her light shine. After church, another little girl came to her and whispered, I was scared too, but when I saw you, I became brave. So you see, little boys and girls, your action, guess what your actions can do? It can encourage someone else. You can influence someone to do good by doing good yourself, okay? That day, Lily learned something very important. Even the smallest light can help someone find Jesus.
When I was shy before, I did not want to talk, but now I'm not shy and I stood big.
Okay.
When I was a baby, I didn't know how to talk.
So you're not a baby anymore? Okay.
All right. If you want to shine your light for Jesus this week, raise your hands. And this is for the little boys and girls and the big boys and girls. If you want to shine for Jesus this week, raise your hand. Good. Jesus,
Jesus loves our whole world and friends.
Okay.
All right. All right. Let us all sing. Shine. Shine, Jesus, shine. Little boys and girls, and thank you so much, bigger boys and girls.